In today's rapidly evolving business landscape, digital transformation has become the defining challenge for organizations worldwide. Yet, despite its critical importance, the statistics are sobering. While 89% of companies launch digital initiatives, they typically capture only 31% of expected revenue lift and 25% of projected cost savings. Why this massive gap between ambition and results? The answer lies in understanding that true transformation isn't about implementing isolated technologies. It's about fundamentally rewiring how an organization operates. Success requires developing hundreds of technology-driven solutions working in concert, reimagining operations from the ground up, and building entirely new organizational capabilities. This isn't a one-time event, but an ongoing journey that will define business careers for decades to come, especially as AI acceleration makes digital capabilities even more crucial for competitive advantage. The journey begins with a comprehensive transformation roadmap built on three critical elements: vision, alignment, and commitment. Vision serves as your North Star with specific, quantifiable goals like deliver personalized, proactive outreach at multiple points during the customer journey. Alignment ensures everyone understands their roles in cross-functional collaboration. Companies with successful transformations are nearly 4 times more likely to report shared accountability across functions. Commitment requires C-suite leaders making themselves accountable through a compelling business case, building foundational capabilities, CEO-led governance, and executive role modeling. The secret to making transformation manageable is a domain-based approach. A domain is a subset of your enterprise encapsulating related activities defined by customer journeys, business processes, or organizational units. Start with 2 to 5 priority domains, each large enough to be valuable yet small enough to transform without excessive dependencies. For each domain, identify interrelated solutions that will impact performance through 5 steps: defining the business problem, aligning user needs with value levers, assessing technology requirements, evaluating investments, and developing an implementation sequence. Digital transformations are fundamentally people transformations. Legacy businesses can compete with Silicon Valley for talent through inspiring agendas and genuine commitment. Companies need 70-80% of digital talent in-house to enable close collaboration between technologists and business counterparts. You cannot outsource your way to digital excellence. Assessing digital talent requires looking beyond job titles to specific skills and proficiency levels. One financial services company discovered through testing that only 20% of its digital team had passing coding grades, explaining their application's architectural issues. Rather than transforming entire HR organizations, establish a dedicated Talent Win Room, TWR, with C-level sponsorship to rapidly adapt HR processes. Top digital talent evaluates employers as much as employers evaluate them. Develop a compelling employee value proposition addressing what motivates tech professionals, opportunities to work with modern technology, and capable colleagues. Shift recruiting from procedural steps to creating delightful candidate experiences with timelines under 4 weeks. Implement dual career tracks, managerial and expert paths, allowing technical specialists to advance without moving into management. Agility remains critical for digital speed operations despite being an overused term. Scaling beyond a few agile pods requires structural transformation with 4 key characteristics: mission-based teams with measurable outcomes, cross-disciplinary pods with dedicated resources, autonomous teams accountable for impact, and user-focused, fast processes. Effective agile implementation provides performance management through 3 ceremonies: management setting mission and OKRs, 2-week solution development sprints, and quarterly business reviews, QBRs, to assess progress. Well-designed QBRs can reduce management meetings by up to 75%, streamlining governance. Scaling to hundreds of pods requires a formal operating model with 3 main options: digital factory, typical starting point, 12 to 18 months, product and platform, managing hundreds or thousand plus pods, and enterprise-wide agile, extending beyond digital slash IT. Throughout scaling, prioritize product management. Product owners serve as mini CEOs with complete accountability for product life cycles from customer insights to engineering and adoption. The core purpose of technology and digital transformation is creating an environment for continuous innovation. This requires a distributed technology foundation, giving pods access to data, applications, and tools for rapid, secure development. Optimal architectures provide flexibility, stability, and speed through a decoupled approach using modular, reusable components. Decoupling separates system connections, allowing applications to evolve independently and improving organizational agility. API-based interfaces enable pods to expose their functionality to other teams or external partners, breaking monolithic applications into microservices. This approach allows hundreds of pods to innovate without dependencies, similar to Jeff Bezos' mandate at Amazon, requiring all teams to communicate only through service interfaces. As organizations scale, self-service development environments become essential to eliminate IT provisioning bottlenecks. Leading companies implement automation through Infrastructure as Code, IAC, enabling pods to provision cloud environments in a repeatable, cost-effective manner. Infrastructure specifications should be explicitly coded in configuration files, creating a single source of truth that tracks all changes. Data often frustrates established companies, with 70% of AI efforts spent extracting information from legacy systems. The solution is a product-oriented approach to data management that delivers business use cases 90% faster, reduces costs by 30%, and decreases risk. This approach centers on data products, curated information packaged for easy consumption across the organization. Begin by identifying data needed for your digital roadmap, then prioritize domains based on business importance, risk, and regulatory requirements. Focus on the most critical 10-15% of data elements in each domain. Build data products that are unique, avoiding duplication, relevant to users, meet defined quality standards, and support multiple high-value use cases. The most valuable data products are distinctive, valuable, and shareable, like customer 360 products multiple teams can leverage. Instead of treating data architecture as a multi-year waterfall project, adopt a roadmap-guided approach with reference architectures. Start with a minimum viable data architecture for priority solutions. Establish governance that balances centralized control with domain-specific flexibility through a federated model where a central function sets policies while business units manage day-to-day data activities. For every dollar spent on development, organizations should budget at least another dollar for adoption activities, including process changes, training, and change management. Success requires addressing technical, process, and human issues at a granular level. Digital transformation must overcome last-mile issues by ensuring solutions meet user needs through iterative design and implementing structured change management with leadership engagement, compelling narratives, performance metrics, and role-based training. Organizations must adapt business models to support digital solutions, addressing cross-functional interdependencies. Complex implementations benefit from dedicated adoption teams working alongside development teams to identify challenges early. Scaling requires assetization, packaging digital solutions as reusable modules to avoid rebuilding from scratch. Most proprietary digital solutions can achieve 60 to 90% reusability through managed implementation processes, modular components, and solution support. Digital transformation isn't just about building new capabilities, it's about fundamentally changing how your organization works, thinks, and delivers value. By addressing these critical dimensions intentionally, you can join companies like DBS Bank, Freeport-McMoRan, and Lego Group who have successfully navigated this journey. Remember, digital transformation is a continuous journey of discovery and reinvention that becomes increasingly rewarding as your organization develops its digital muscles.